From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Foreign doctors treating injured Haitians fear more could die as emergency medical relief winds down, but say food distribution is going much more smoothly today. Chris Webster with the international relief group World Vision says aid organizations are using food coupons to ensure that those most in need get food.
They register the people for the distributions. The community identify the most vulnerable groups. They're given a coupon. We gave out 3,400 coupons yesterday.
But medical worries have increased after the U.S. military stopped flying critical quake patients to American hospitals for treatment in a dispute over who pays the medical costs and where they should be hospitalized. Three critically injured children were medevaced to Children's Hospital in Philadelphia today by private jet. Doctors say they would have died had they stayed in Haiti. In Idaho, Central Valley Baptist Church pastor Clint Henry condemned child trafficking as a wicked and evil practice while defending members of his own congregation arrested in Haiti. The group tried to bus 33 children into the Dominican Republic to get them to an orphanage run by the church. Officials say they lacked the proper documents. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has reviewed Toyota's repair plan for millions of vehicles with sticky gas pedals and has raised no objections. Michigan Radio's Tracy Hamilton has the story.
The gas pedal crisis is a public relations nightmare for Toyota, a company that became the world's sales leader largely because of its vehicles' perceived reliability and safety. Toyota stopped making and selling 8 different vehicles while it sought a remedy for gas pedals that can become stuck and cause unintended acceleration. At least 4 people have died as a result. The automaker says the problem is caused by condensation buildup in the pedals. According to the Associated Press, Toyota has received clearance from NHTSA for its repair plan, which the automaker will likely announce Monday. The recall affects more than 4 million Toyota vehicles around the world. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Hamilton in Ann Arbor.
Pope Benedict today called on business and government officials to stem job losses and made an explicit reference to 2 Italian factories slated to be shut down. In his address to the faithful, the pontiff said the economic crisis is causing the loss of many jobs, and this calls for a huge sense of responsibility by everyone. American aluminum producer Alcoa owns one of the plants the pope mentioned. A senior White House advisor says the country has reached the point where almost any unusual reaction to a speech by President Obama in the House is not uncommon. David Axelrod was referring to Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's reaction to Obama's State of the Union address last week, in which the justice shook his head repeatedly and appeared to mouth the words "not true" when the president criticized the high court's ruling on campaign finance. Axelrod, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, says, "In this weird political season, we've become accustomed to unusual outbursts." This is NPR. Pakistani state television is reporting the leader of the Pakistani Taliban has died from injuries sustained in a U.S. drone missile attack. The army says it's heard the same report and is trying to verify the statement. A tribal leader in the area where Hakimullah Massoud was being treated for abdomen and leg injuries tells the Associated Press he attended the leader's funeral. London's Sunday Times reports China has been carrying out commercial espionage against Britain. Larry Miller in London reports the charges include sexual entrapment, blackmail, and electronic eavesdropping on business executives.
A leaked document prepared by the British security agency MI5 reportedly says the Chinese government represents one of the UK's most significant espionage threats. Undercover Chinese intelligence officers are said to have offered British business people at Chinese trade fairs gifts, including USB memory sticks infected with so-called Trojan bugs that permit remote access to the user's computers. The 14-page document describes how China has attacked UK defense, energy, communications, and manufacturing companies in a concerted hacking campaign. It says Chinese intelligence entices businessmen into sexual relationships, bugs their hotel rooms, and then attempts blackmail. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Security operations for the Super Bowl and other sporting events are being tightened in light of security lapses, such as the attempted Christmas Day bombing of a U.S. plane. Sports and government officials say they're stepping up operations at the NFL championship game between the Indianapolis Colts and New Orleans Saints in Miami next Sunday. Security plans were adjusted also for tonight's Grammy Awards show. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.